I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Law & Order SVU is continuing the show's tradition of great guest stars with tonight's episode. Both Elizabeth Mitchell and Jeremy Irons are appearing on the show. Elizabeth plays a piano teacher accused of killing a little girl after raping her with a kitchen device. Yep, a kitchen device. So this isn't the usual role she's known for. She even said that the role was toxic. I joined Elizabeth and executive producer Neil Baer on a conference call where she talked about the challenges of her role, her advice to actors, and if V is coming back. This site takes a lot of work, so I really do appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Elizabeth.
Was it intimidating for you joining the cast of SVU?
Intimidating? Yeah, I had done it once before, and yeah, of course, it always is when you when you're going to be working with people that you admire and respect. But I never really see it as an intimidation. It's more just a challenge and an excitement, I guess. So it's always an honor, that's for sure.
So what was the challenge of it?
The challenge is that you want to make sure that you keep your work and the high quality that they've already set, really, and that's the fun of it, really. I've been doing this, you know, probably like 30 years, and I always like going in.
And finally, Neil, you've been writing great storylines for these amazing actors. What is the process that you go through in selecting these guests, and do you have the sort of waiting list of people trying to get on?
Well, for this show, this is Jeremy Irons' second episode. We knew we were doing two with Jeremy. So I knew that we've been holding a story for about, ever since I started on the show 11 years ago. We just didn't feel that we were able to tell it right. And when we had Jeremy, because it was a show about a psychiatrist who works with a woman who's accused of a terrible, terrible crime. And so when we had Jeremy already, because he was slated to do two shows, we thought about whom we should cast to play this woman. And I'd worked with Elizabeth twice before, once on ER, when I introduced her character when she came on ER, and some years ago on SVU in a very different role. So she immediately came to mind because she's such a wonderful actor. And so we're very lucky that we have so many great actors who come on our show, and we don't really have a waiting list. We go out to people we think would be right for different episodes, and we just always from the beginning thought of Elizabeth for this role, and we wanted somebody who could, you know, really be right with Jeremy Irons. And I've got to tell you that Elizabeth gives a brilliant performance, one of the best I've seen on SVU.
How did this role affect you? I mean, when you were going through the process and realizing what your character could possibly be involved in.
Yeah.
If you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Oh, no, absolutely. That's a great question. You know, I'm not someone who easily sheds things, but I do kind of have to. Otherwise, you know, I go home to my family and I'm impossible. So I think that I felt like it was very sad. I felt like it was very toxic, but I also felt intrigued by the idea of giving victims somewhat of a voice, because in some ways this woman, in many ways, this woman is an incredible victim. So that was intriguing to me. So I would let it go by the end of the day, but I found it very weighty. I normally am I'm a big flirt, and I walk around set and I joke with everybody, and I don't think I made one joke. I was very serious, and it was very important to me to be as honorable with the subject matter as I possibly could. And we all felt that way.
How easy is it to sort of switch back and forth between something so fantastic and sort of otherworldly and something like this, which is obviously much more real life, much heavier in terms of subject matter?
I find Glass to be wonderful because it is fanciful and much easier to not go home with the fact that I had to kill an alien that day, you know? Beautiful words, well-written words, which has been the case for both of my times on Law & Order and also working for Neil on ER, are why I wanted to be an actor, why I love being an actor, what I studied when I was a kid, what I hoped for. So even given the tragic nature of the subject matter, the words were beautiful. The scenes were beautiful. They had an incredible structure, and I felt that there was an ease to the doing. That's not saying that my character was easy. I'm just saying there was an ease to the doing because it was really well thought out. I don't know if that helps you, but that's how I feel.
What's your advice to actors?
I'm that really horrible person that you think I'm going to say something brilliant and unique, and I'm not. I'm such a big fan of studying. I'm such a big fan of really learning your craft. I spent 15 years doing theater before I ever got in front of the camera, and I'm so grateful for that. It's helped me in every step of the way, especially going in on auditions where, you know, I should be petrified, but I've been doing it for so long, I just kind of do it. So I believe in study. I believe in finding something that works for you and continuing with it. And the people I know who are successful, the people I know who love what they do, I seem to do a lot of work. And it doesn't have to be intellectual always. It's more just kind of immersing yourself in the love of your craft. But I that's, as I said, it's not an exciting answer, but it is what I believe.
Are we going to see you on V? Is there another season?
I have no idea. I wish.
No way. That must be so excruciating.
You know, it's okay. You know, it's funny. I think that if I were a young single actress, it would be different. But, you know, I have a family, so I tend to, you know, go back and have the myriad of duties associated with that. and I tend to be like, oh, God, of course, yes, I should be frustrated. But I'm pretty good
at it. But then you get guys like Neil. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But then you got guys like Neil calling you up saying, you got a great part for you here on SVU.
If Neil asks me to do anything, I'll do it. He has never let me down.
Wait. Neil, did you have to work around Elizabeth's schedule to be scheduled to do her role?
No, we were lucky that she was available. We checked pretty far in advance because we really, as I said, we knew if we were going to go down this road, we needed to have an actress who could. She was our first choice, so her schedule was free. We found out, you know, about a while before. I think it was almost maybe 2 months before, because we knew that if we were going to do it, we had to do it right. So it wasn't. They were very. They knew what the schedule was, so it was great for us.
You play all sorts of roles. I'm wondering, do you prefer playing good guys, bad guys?
I always have been. I really kind of like playing heroes. I have a definite streak of wanting to be really good, like a really good person and a really good sister and a really good mother. but I have found that maybe it's how I look. I don't know what it is. I get offered a lot of really complicated women. And I actually like complicated. Complicated is interesting to me. So I don't know if I could say good or bad, because it's my feeling that everyone in their life, and maybe that's just how I am, searches to be the best they can be. It's just at what? So you have to be a little cautious. So I like both, I think. I think there is something incredibly unique about going far outside of yourself. It enables you a kind of freedom that you don't have. If I were just playing myself, I'd be a little bit more guarded, I think.
We heard a little bit about how you like to be kind of funny and goofy on set, but you don't get to do many of those roles, and I'm wondering, are these roles attracted to you that are more serious? Are you more attracted to these roles that are serious? Are we not getting offered too many of the lighthearted comedies?
I get offered every once in a while a lighthearted comedy, but for some reason with scheduling it never seems to work out. I love it. It would be really fun for me. I am a goofball. As such, I don't know if I'm a gifted comedian. I most definitely am a goofball, and I make people laugh, but I don't know if it's... But no, of course I would love to do a comedy. I think every serious actor will tell you that. Comedy, I think, is so much harder. You know, with drama you access yourself, and with comedy you do too, but it's just a bit of a higher truth. It's hard.
Elizabeth, we were wondering, you know, you've been on a few shows now with super rabid fan base, and we were wondering what kind of support that means to you as an actor. Of responsibility to your audience.
You know, it's funny, I do believe in honoring one's honoring oneself.
and I believe that if you behave with honor, that kind of encompasses a lot of people. So it's not so much as a wanting to please as it is wanting to honor. So do I want to honor the people who've been so supportive of me? Absolutely. But at the same time, I believe that the people who have liked me have hopefully liked my honesty and the fact that I try not to do anything that feels false to me. So sorry, what was the first one? Because that was a good one, too.
What that support means to you as an actor.
I was thinking the whole time, I'm so glad that was it. I've been so lucky, and I know that a lot of people say that, but I go into the world, and I'm in my, just, you know, as me, and I'm met with a tremendous amount of support and intelligence, and that's meant a lot to me. And it's been that way for me for a long time. I've had people always start with the most polite thing of, I'm so sorry to bother you, and I'm not trying to make a scene, and do you mind if I just... So I seem to have the most polite, supportive, kind of intelligent group of people you can possibly imagine. So I don't really know how you can get better than that. I've never felt nervous or overwhelmed or anything. I'm appreciative. Kind of feels like we're all in it together.
You've been, you know, a series regular on several shows, and now with, you know, SBU as a guest star. Is there any different approach you take to a role in a guest starring situation?
I don't know if the difference of an approach. I do feel like being a guest star on a show for me is like doing a mini movie. It's exciting in a way. I don't set the tone on set. I'm a guest, and the other people's shows and their lives, all of that, and I treat it accordingly. I'm incredibly respectful about what world I'm in, what house I'm in, whose family I'm in, and it's fun. So, but there is a tremendous amount of freedom because I'm not the backbone. I simply get to come in and kind of be the foliage, and I really like that. It's fun.
Thanks, Elizabeth, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.